You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
CJLO News, I'm Luca Caruso Moro. Gatnawage Mohawks began blocking the EXO commuter line on Montreal's South Shore on Monday morning in solidarity with Wet'suwet'en protesters. The Mohawk Council of Gatnawage has announced its support for Wet'suwet'en hereditary chiefs. You're hearing audio from Wet'suwet'en territory. The First Nations community in British Columbia has been blocking construction of the Coastal GasLink pipeline. Construction was approved by the Band Council, but not the traditional leaders of the territory. That's the hereditary chiefs. The RCMP declared exclusion zones and carried out arrests, starting at 4 a.m. on Thursday. Gatnawage Grand Chief Joseph Norton called on the provincial and federal governments to exercise, quote, restraint, patience, and common sense. The arrests have sparked solidarity movements across the country, including another blockade of two crucial via rail routes, which pass through Dayandanega Mohawk territory near Kingston, Ontario. The blockade forced VIA to cancel trains going between Montreal and Toronto on Sunday as protests continue into the week. For more coverage of Wet'suwet'en protests, visit cjlo.com/news.
Hello and welcome to In the Garage on CJLO 1690, your favorite radio show's favorite radio show. I'm Matt, here with my co-host Cole. Thank you for choosing to spend your Monday evening with us.
Thank you very much. I hope you guys are all inside nice and warm, away from that terrible weather outside.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah, just a hassle driving here. Surprised we were able to find parking, actually.
Me too. It took me a while.
Yeah. Well, why don't you tell everyone what our theme for tonight is?
Sure. So this week, we are going to be playing some shoegaze and dream pop for you.
Yeah. So the reason why we're doing them together is actually because there's a lot of overlap between both genres. I mean, they're both rock subgenres, but there's a lot of similarities that are shared between them. So we figured we might as well just knock them both out in one episode.
Yeah, and there's a lot of really good songs. It's hard to pick what you want to play and what you want to skip.
Yeah, exactly. So, actually, we had to cut a lot out of our playlist because you know, we had to fit it within the hour time frame, but there's so much. So in case you're wondering, like, hey, where's Cocteau Twins or where's Slow Dive?
Yeah, like, yeah, all the classics. You know, we try to have a good balance of some of the seminal shoegaze songs and some new ones too. We're going to get a good mix for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess for those who aren't aware of what shoegaze or dream pop is, we should just do like maybe a little brief overview for the unfamiliar. So I guess we should start with dream pop. Dream pop is basically, it's a subgenre of rock. There's a strong emphasis on creating like an atmosphere, basically. There's less focus on creating like a concrete melody, and it's more about, I guess, the feeling.
Yeah,
creating an ambiance.
Yeah.
Shoegaze is sort of similar, but way more distorted guitars, right?
Yeah, and the thing I like about shoegaze especially is that there's a lot of different sound textures.
Yeah,
like almost crunchy sounding.
Mm-hmm.
At least my particular favorite shoegaze is.
Yeah, that's the best.
Yeah.
Lots of overlapping guitars.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Working together in unison. It's great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess, should we go into the first few batches?
Yeah, we'll kick it off. The first song we're going to play for you is called Winona by the Drop 19s. So you're listening to In the Garage on CJLO 1690.
We'll be right back. presents the Nuit d'Afrique year-long concerts, a series of four shows in February. Don't miss it. EMDE, grand winner of the Cité d'Or 2019, will present his new Mandinka Blues show at Club Balatu on Thursday, February 6th. For the Urban Africa Night, Deg J Force 3 will perform with Mohamed Django Camara on Saturday, February 15th at Le National. Tickets and info available on productionsnuitdafrique.com.
What up, y'all? It's Timothy De La Ghetto, a.k.a. Traffic.
Yo, what's good? This is Josh Turner.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Megan Lee.
This is David Chung.
This is the Mighty Major One.
What's up, y'all? It's Kevin Hicks from the Far East Movement.
This is Kira One.
This is Jin.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Lyrics for Beats from the East on CJLO Radio with my man, DJ Mr. V.
Beats from the East with DJ Mr. V. Urban music from Far East Asian communities worldwide. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. only on CJLO. Yeah.
Welcome back to In the Garage on CJLO 1690. So those last two songs you heard were Baby Blue by Soft Wounds and Still by Indoor Voices, both out of Toronto. And before that, of course, we had Winona by the Drop 19s. Do you think Winona is about Winona Ryder?
It's very possible.
It's possible.
I mean, that was a song from the 90s, right?
It was,
so
yeah.
That's when she was at the peak of her popularity. So it's, I could see it being possible. Yeah.
Right. I like to think that it is.
Yeah. Man, I love Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
Great actress.
Great actress.
Yes. Do you have a favorite movie of hers?
Not particularly, no.
No. I'm partial to Beetlejuice. That's a good one.
I know you're a big Beetlejuice fan.
I am. What can I say? Yeah. I watched that movie like every Halloween growing up. It always used to be on Teletoon and YTV. They would play like annually. It's crazy.
Nice.
Yeah. So, did you have a talking point?
Yeah. Yeah. So before we get into the next couple of songs, we just wanted to briefly talk about what the genre means to us, what shoegaze and dream pop sort of means to Cole and I emotionally and that kind of stuff. So anyways,
emotions.
Yeah.
It's time to get emotional.
It's time to get serious on In the Garage.
Yeah. That's what this is all about, right?
Yeah.
Just heartfelt talks.
It's an intimate setting.
Yeah. Heart to hearts. So, I guess, well, me personally, like shoegaze and dream pop were genres that I kind of discovered during my formative years, when I was a teenager. I imagine it was the same for you.
Yeah, it was definitely around late teens, early adulthood that I really started to explore more shoegaze and dream pop. Yeah,
definitely. What would you say? Was there like a gateway for you to get into shoegaze and dream pop?
I think the first sort of shoegaze dream pop song that I listened to was a Deer Hunter song.
Oh yeah.
No, it was Agoraphobia, I think. Yeah. Oh. I really liked that song, and then after that I just kind of got hooked, started exploring a little more, and of course had to listen to Loveless.
Of course,
quintessential.
Yeah. A classic.
Yeah,
you went down the shoegaze rabbit hole.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I couldn't really tell you what my introduction was. I remember it might have been in high school or Sejep, but I went to go see My Bloody Valentine, and it was an incredibly loud concert. I remember them handed out earplugs at the door so that when you would enter, you'd put them in as to not go deaf. That's how loud it was. So these genres came into our lives around the same time.
Yeah.
When we were teenagers, and at that period during our lives, lots of emotions running high.
Yeah, it's so very, very sensitive time of your life, definitely. And some of these songs that are maybe a little too melodramatic seem so real and relatable.
Yeah, absolutely. It they spoke to my teenage soul.
Yeah.
Well, I guess with that being said, we should maybe get into the next few clusters of songs.
Yeah.
All right, so let's kick it off with The Hours by Beach House right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to In the Garage on CJLO 6090. That was Slug Night by No Joy. And before that, we had Not My Baby by Always, or All the Vase as it's stylized. And obviously before that was The Hours by Beach House. What did you think of those three songs?
I particularly liked Slug Night by No Joy.
It's a good one, eh?
Yeah, I really liked the heavy guitars. It was nice.
Yeah, Canadian content too. Canadian
Montreal band. Content.
That's right. Yeah, we saw them.
We did.
A few years ago. It was
good
a fun
concert.
Show. Yeah, very loud too.
Very.
Much like the other shoegaze bands that we've seen. So we got to keep this talk segment short. So I guess unless there's anything else left to be said, we'll get into the next song.
Yeah, we should move into the next song. So the next song we're going to play is called Ocean of Flora by Glass Moon Ritual. This is a shoegaze band out of Halifax. Actually, I think it might be a solo project. This is off the album Infinite Light that came out last year. Pretty good album, actually. You should check it out. And then after that, we're going to have Candy by Holy Fawn off of their The Black Moon EP, which just came out in January. That one you should really check out, too. It's like this shoegaze kind of post-rock fusion.
Ooh.
It's really cool. That's one of the things that I love about shoegaze is that you can take it in a lot of different directions too.
Definitely.
You can draw on a lot of different influences like post-rock, post-punk, a lot of other genres of music. You can kind of combine it and make some really cool music.
For sure. It's very malleable
genre.
That being said, I guess we'll get into it.
Yeah. So here's Ocean of Flora on CJLO 6090 In the Garage.
Thank you. We'll be right back. trombonist Audrey Ochoa has achieved the ideal, influential compositions meticulously crafted with playful liberation. After two chart-topping international albums, Chronograph Records gives you her most ambitious project to date, Frankenhorn. Audrey Ochoa combines strings, horns, and a rhythm section with electronic remixes and chamber music, boldly fused with Latin and contemporary jazz. Frankenhorn, on all digital platforms now.
Our talks about movies always start out with the best of intentions. Opinions are shared, debates develop, but then things get heated, words get said, friendships are tested, disagreements break out. This is when the smackdown happens. Join us for our next epic grudge match, Sundays at 2 p.m., Cinema Smackdown, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to In the Garage right here on CJLO 1690 AM. So we're just about reaching the end of our show tonight. It went by way too fast.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'll be back next week, so don't worry yourself too much. But to end, we have two songs. One, The Nightingale by Julie Cruz. And then following that, we have Sometimes by My Bloody Valentine, which I figured would be a topical song since this Friday is Valentine's Day. Have you ever seen that movie? That
My Bloody Valentine? No, yeah. I haven't.
I'm going to be watching it this Friday.
You're going to watch it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you bet.
Let me know how it is. I hear it's not very good.
I like it, man. Although I'm into all that 80s horror schlock, so.
You are.
Yeah. Maybe it's more up my alley than yours, but hey. So that's that. Thank you for tuning in tonight. It was a pleasure to have you join us. Last week, I caught a bit of flack because I didn't give proper shout-outs. So this is the last time, at least for the foreseeable future, that we're going to be doing shout-outs. So shout-out to all the boys. You know who you are. Shout-out to Talia and shout-out to Mom and Dad. And yeah.
Yeah, thank you all for listening with us. Have a great rest of the evening. And we'll see you next week.
Take care, fellas. Thank you.
verse, I'm making sure men will see the way that you serve raps like a death penalty. So back up.